hours a day, 7 days a week, for your convenience. With an attendant on duty 6 days a week. Did I mention Wash and Vac is open 24/7? Wash and Vac Spot Free Car Wash on West Highway 50 across from Blue Stem Farm and Ranch.
KVOE Live and Local 846, sunshine 61 degrees.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
846 is KVOE News Time. As we now have our Newsmaker 3, we're pleased to have with us Lindsay Smith and Lori Tovar of Radical Life. The Radical Life Champions fundraising activities are underway now, and we're going to talk about that in more detail over the next, say, 7 to 10 minutes. Lindsay, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Chuck. How are you?
So far, so good. Lori, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good, good, good so far. Okay, Lindsay, I'm going to start with you, and we're going to talk a little bit about Radical Life Champions and really what this event is all about, how it's generally structured. What are we talking about?
This is our second year hosting this fundraiser, and we are really excited about it. We ask 15 to 16 people, our teams in the community, to join us. We look for people who have the type of integrity and just the character that our program exemplifies, people who have surrounded us with support over the years in various ways. And then we just ask if they would be willing to, first and foremost, raise awareness about Radical Life. That's the priority of our event. Just spreading the word about who we are and what we do. And then we also ask that they raise $1,000.
Okay.
So they're working in various ways. Lori will be able to tell you about the different events coming up, but they are getting pretty creative to do that.
Okay. Well, speaking of that, Lori, it sounds like we've got one that's taking place tonight.
We do. We have Laura Spencer is one of our champions, and she does beautiful art. Mm-hmm. She does wood burning and watercolors and all kinds of things. She's going to be down at DeStyle.
For the first Friday art walk.
She's going to be down there selling her artwork, and all the money that she makes tonight will come to her Radical Champion campaign.
Awesome. Good deal. Are there other activities that are going to be scheduled between now and then or that are currently on the schedule?
So far, we have four things scheduled, including Laura's.
Okay.
We have October 19th. Farm Bureau Agency is going to be doing a trivia night at the Tech College.
Cool.
And then we have a team of our champions, Jamie Cooper and Jenny Littrell, are going to be doing a Facebook online auction that's going to run from October 11th through the 13th. They're getting donations from all kinds of people.
Good.
So it sounds like it's pretty cool. And then November 2nd, Chad Smith and Colby Dobson are doing a benefit ride, ATV ride with a barbecue and bonfire after.
Cool deal. Yeah. What does it mean for you to see kind of this wide variety of community engagement? You're hitting a number of different sectors just with those four events.
Yes, it's so cool. I was thinking as I was going out and about asking these people if they would be willing to be champions, the overwhelming support was amazing. And everybody that agreed to do it was just an excited, immediate yes. They love what we do. They believe in what we do. They've experienced it in some way or another. Mm-hmm. So they want to help. They want to be on board. So having 16 teams of people that are willing to go out there and spread the word and raise money for us, it's pretty amazing.
Good deal. Lindsay, how long is the Radical Life Champions effort going to go, specifically this fundraiser, before you wrap things up and start moving the money into your operations?
So it starts today. We're actually kicking off
this
for
the
lunch today.
All right.
And all of the champions will get their T-shirts and do their photo for the newspaper and everything today. And then it runs through November 7th.
So this is a pretty hard push for a month, isn't it?
It is. We got 6 weeks of probably a lot going on. You'll have lots of opportunities to donate to one of our champions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People can go to our website, www.radicallifeemporia.com, and they can select a champion to donate under. On our page, it talks about each of the champions. There's a photo of them, and it shares what they're doing to raise funds. We already have one champion who's already raised all their money. And so they're, you know, a little eager there.
Hey, that's all right.
Awesome. Yeah. We're like, we will take it.
Why stop there?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So we are really excited to see, you know, just how people spread awareness about our program and share it more with the community.
Okay, speaking of the awareness side, for folks that have heard the name, or maybe even those that haven't, don't really know what you do, what do you do?
Oh my, we are a nonprofit. We're located here in Emporia. We serve Lyon County, but we also work with families in Greenwood County, Chase County, Morris County, and Coffee County.
Okay.
And we just wrap around families. Our goal and the heart of what we do is to get kids out of foster care and juvenile justice systems and in safe and stable homes. And we prefer to do the bio home. So we wrap around families and get things steady and stable there so kids can get back home and out of state-run systems. We also work with kinship placements, and we have several families in our program whose kids have never even been in foster care. They just want to take preventative measures to keep them from going into those systems.
What does the program entail? When you talk about the program, what are some of the different categories that you're helping families with?
So we have 11 areas of resources that we work on. So it looks at your financial health, your mental health, your emotional health, your physical health, your spiritual health. There's 11. I'm never going to remember them all right now. We talk about integrity and trust, motivation and persistence. Social capital is one we spend a lot of time on. The resources you have available to you, how to use those resources and not abuse those resources, and when to stop getting from those things and start giving back.
Okay. Lori, before we wrap things up, how important is this from your perspective for, you know, being involved with the Radical Life program as an administrator and really seeing the families that move through the program and get the benefits of it?
This fundraising campaign is so important because, I mean, in a nutshell, real quick, this just helps us to be able to keep our program free for our families to attend. We don't ever want the cost of coming to the program to be a hindrance for them. And most of our families that come wouldn't be able to come if they had to pay. So fundraisers like this help us be able to do what we do, provide a meal for everybody every Monday night, and buy the curriculum and do all the teaching, have the teachers, all of that, and the families don't have to pay a dime. So that's in a nutshell why this is important.
Okay. Before we wrap things up, I'm going to give you ladies both a chance to just kind of one more time. We'll be talking to some of those Radical Life champions here over the next several weeks here on our airwaves. But one more push as to why people should donate here to the Radical Life Champions campaign underway now through early November. And Lindsay, I'll start with you.
We are always working on funding for our next group. So we just started our sixth group of families. We take up to 15 families at once, and they just started 2 weeks ago. And so this fundraising that we're doing provides for our seventh group that will be incoming. And so our goal is to have 2025 fully funded by December 31st this year. So this is really our last final push to make sure our next year for our fiscal purposes is completely covered.
Okay. How about you, Lori?
I look at it as we've got these 16 teams who have agreed to come on board and help with this. And these are your people. I mean, everybody in town probably knows one of these people, one of these teams.
Or several.
Several, exactly. So this is your chance to support your friends and family in doing something that they believe in. And also help support a great cause. I'll just say that I know I'm a part of it, but I really appreciate all these people who have signed on, that they're doing the work. They're the ones that are going out there and setting up the events and talking to people and getting the money. And I just think, support your friends and family in doing something they believe in.
Okay. I've been remiss because we mentioned a few of them that got the public events going. But who is involved? Who are your Radical Life champions?
We have 16 individuals or teams. We've got Andrea and Connie Cahoon working together, Chad Smith and Colby Dobson, Sam Tovar, Stephen Amy Harmon, Trace and Nadia. I can never remember their last name. Trace from Dynamic Dis and Nadia from Kansas Works.
Got it. Okay.
There we go. Jen Thomas, Sarah Carruthers from Michelin, Jackie and Chris Ambrose, Jamie Cooper and Jenny Littrell, the Farm Bureau Group, their whole office is doing the trivia night, Nick Roth and his family, Nick Roth from Prairie Land Partners, Laura Spencer, she's got some friends involved in that as well, Ed and Coralie Owens, Chuck and Nancy Smith, Kim Olson and Christy Grant, and Brandy Galbraith.
Outstanding. More information is available at RadicalLifeEmporia.com with the Radical Life Champions campaign officially beginning today.
Lori, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Lindsay, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Lindsay Smith, Lori Tovar, our Newsmaker 3 guests here today. It's 8:56 on KVOE and KVOE.com.
KVOE, we're live and local. Good morning, 8:56.
Run, ride, release, recognize. Be a part of Freedom Fest 2024 at Emporia's All Veterans Memorial on Saturday, November 9th. This is Jackie Morris from Dynamic Discs inviting you to participate in the Dynamic Discs Freedom Fest Open. Play the Eric McKay